Very, very great point. Now we're going to shift gears and talk about a very interesting clash of government, clash of cultures, and clash of laws that's taking place in a very, very big immigration and workplace safety case going on in Indiana. Tomorrow,
Iowa,
the largest kosher meatpacking plant last May was the target of the largest immigration raid on a single workplace. More than 300 illegal immigrant workers were detained in this raid last May, but it was discovered that many of them were underage workers working through the night in hazardous conditions and without overtime pay. Lawyer Sonia Paris Conrad is an attorney representing 27 of those underage clients. Tomorrow, 27 of Sonia's clients will have their first appearance in immigration court. Sonia, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, John.
Explain how this is a clash between immigration law, which of course was the motivation for the raid last May, and now the worker safety issues that I presume are the subject of your pro bono case here.
Mm-hmm. Well, basically, there was an ongoing investigation by the Iowa Workforce Development Department of Labor about the hiring of underage workers, which is prohibited by law. Children, teenagers under the age of 18 are not allowed to work on slaughtering, meat packing plants, establishments, or rendering plants in Iowa. So this was an ongoing investigation since March when the raid happened in May. So the Iowa Workforce Development had to basically stop their investigation because a lot of their documentation and evidence were basically taken by ICE and the federal government. They continue with their investigation afterward, and of course, during the raid, there were more than 20 children that were detained. So again, this creates a clash of and a conflict of interest because you have the government itself, the different branches of the government, with conflicting interests.
One branch of the government wants the immigrants to return home. Another branch of the government wants the employer to actually abide by workers' safety laws. Explain, if you can, how the target changed, that it went from the workers to the employer. How much trouble is the employer here, agri-processor, meatpacking, in trouble?
Well, they should be very, very worried because you not only have the Iowa Workforce Development investigating, I think they have basically finalized their investigation, and they had interviewed about 57 children that were working at agri-processors, but you also have the EEOC, the Equal Employment Commission, investigating allegations of sexual assault and sexual harassment. You have the Attorney General's Office investigating also several ongoing criminal activity. You have the U.S. DOL investigating. So you have a large group of agencies, government agencies, investigating different aspects of ongoing criminal activity.
Well, Sonia, I suspect that those conflicts make it difficult to sort out clarity in the law. But let me ask you this difficult question. Is it possible that the company was hiring illegal immigrants or undocumented immigrants as a way of getting around the worker safety law? In other words, did they believe that undocumented workers were perhaps not protected by federal worker safety law, and that they, in their view, believed they were protecting Americans by hiring non-Americans?
No, as a matter of fact, employees are employees and they have equal protections under employment laws, regardless of immigration status. That's number one. And number two, what did happen is that, they prey on people that they knew because of their unlawful status were not going to complain, were not going to go to the authorities, were not going to present claims against them. I mean, these children, for instance, were working in prohibited occupations. They were, they were exposed to really dangerous chemicals and other materials. They were working with prohibited tools. I have clients that were working with chainsaws at the age of 15, opening 500 cows per shift. Otherwise, they couldn't go home.
Well, Sonia, the details are going to be in open court. The worker safety cases are separate from the immigration cases, and you have 50 of the underage clients as your clients. Sonia, thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Sonia Paris Conrad is working pro bono on all these cases. We should point out that the company AgriProcessor, in a statement, says it is a loss to understand the investigation results and says it is cooperating with the inquiry. And now, headlines from Femi Oke.
Thanks, John. 20 minutes to the hour.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.